But it ain't no secret, just ask around. Some hearts it may fail this fate, tossed it to the ground in a desperate state. He grow tired of the trash, tired of the death, tired of watching Romeo take worn as bread for something. She first kissed him, I heard him beg and plead. He saw the storm on the wall, he felt every swear. He was on top of the mountain, in the belly of a whale. For some days it's a fountain on artesian well. Sometimes it's a bag of bricks or some kind of square. There's nothing as wild as love. When the wine led his mind astray, he built a chapel for his conscience, a shack for his regrets. It's a desire to mine, and still he could not forget the sound of her touch, the color of her song, a jumble of words where the space belongs. It's something simple, it's love.
I like the glow sticks that you're doing there. Who went for the rave? Not that you had glow sticks, I just saw you with my glow stick hand. I tried to like talk to it. No. Are y'all doing okay? How many folks rode their bikes here tonight? Let's see it. Throw them up. I like it. We have some really great folks outside with the Chicago Active Transportation Alliance, and they set up a bike corral for us tonight so people could pull up their bikes and do a free bike valet parking. So next time you come to a Vince Solis show, you'll know you can ride your bike, pull it up, leave it, park it, it'll be safe. So ride your bike next time. I'm not exactly sure, but this summer. Later. So next time, just think, be like, oh, I can ride my bike, and there'll be bike parking. That's all we need to know. Last time I was through these parts, I was with a bunch of Kentuckians, tall, handsome sort of fellow, Danny Martin. And we were supporting a project called Dear Companion, which is a record that Daniel Martin Moore and I made to help raise awareness about mountaintop removal coal mining in Central Appalachia, which is an issue that's affecting all of us as a nation, because it doesn't only just destroy the land there by removing the tops of the mountains with huge explosives and pushing them over into the valleys. It also destroys a lot of our cultural heritage there. These are cities and communities that pioneers settled hundreds of years ago, family plots that have been in families for hundreds of years, and they're being destroyed for something, a rock to burn for this. And there's a lot of people living very hard to burn a rock for this. Where it's America, we got all kinds of amazing solutions out there. We need to invest in them. It's not worth blowing up a mountain. If you want to find out more about the issue, you can go to ilovemountains.org. Right? Did you hear that? ilovemountains.org.